弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers sisters。
我们读的圣经有一点多。
We're going to read a lot of scriptures。
我们第一处经文是在撒母耳记下第六章。
The first scripture is from 2 Samuel chapter 6。
撒母耳记下第六章。
2 Samuel chapter 6。
我们要从第一节一直读到十二节。
We're going to start from first verse to verse 12.
人的话算不得什么。
Man's words are nothing.
神的话是最宝贵的。
God's words are most precious.
所以我们盼望我们还是多读一点圣经。
So I hope that we can read more scripture.
我们从第一节一直读到十二节，大家有中文圣经跟我一起读。
So if you have the Chinese Bible, please read with me.
如果你读英文的圣经，你也可以自己跟着读，好吧。
If you have English Bible, please read yourself.
好，撒母耳记下第六章第一节，大卫又聚集以色列中所有挑选的人三万，大卫起身率领跟随他的众人前往，要从巴拉犹大将神的约柜运来，这约柜就是坐在二基路伯上万军之耶和华留名的约柜。他们将神的约柜从岗上亚比拿达的家里抬出来，放在新车上。亚比拿达两个儿子乌沙和亚西约赶着新车，他们将神的约柜从岗上亚比拿达家里抬出来的时候，亚西约在柜前行走，大卫和以色列的全家在耶和华面前用松木制造的各样乐器和琴瑟鼓拔锣作乐跳舞，到了拿梗的禾场，因为牛失前蹄，乌撒就伸手扶住神的约柜，神耶和华向乌撒发怒，因这错误击杀他，他就死在神的约柜旁。大卫因耶和华击杀乌撒，心里愁烦，就称那地方为利斯乌撒，直到今日。那日大卫惧怕耶和华，说耶和华的约柜怎可运到我这里来？于是大卫不肯将耶和华的约柜运进大卫的城，却运到加特人俄别以东的家中。耶和华的约柜在加特人俄别以东家中三个月，耶和华赐福给俄别以东和他的全家。有人告诉大卫说，耶和华因为约柜赐福给俄别以东的家和他一切属他的，大卫就去欢欢喜喜地将神的约柜从俄别以东家中抬到大卫的城里。好，第二处的经文是历代志下十五章。
Second Chronicles chapter 15。
历代志下十五章。
Second Chronicles chapter 15。
我们先读第二节。
We'll read verse 2 first。
历代志下十五章第二节，他出来迎接亚萨，对他说：“亚萨和犹大、便雅悯众人啊，要听我说。你们若顺从耶和华，耶和华必与你们同在，你心下就必寻见；你们若离弃他，他必离弃你们。”我们再读十一节到十五节。
From 11 to 15。
当日他们从所取的，对不起，是我错了。我说对不起，是我错了，是历代志上十五章。
It's the first chronicle. Sorry, it's the first chronicle.
是我的错，对不起。历代志上十五章第二节。
It's the first chronicle, chapter 15, verse 2.
那时， 大卫说，除了利未人之外，无人可抬神的约柜，因为耶和华拣选他们抬神的约柜，且永远侍奉他。然后我们读从11节到15节。
Then from verse 11 to verse 15.
大卫将祭司沙都和亚比亚他，并利未人乌列、亚帅亚、约尔、示玛雅、以列、亚比拿达招来，对他们说：你们是利未人的族长，你们和你们的弟兄应当自洁，好将耶和华以色列神的约柜抬到我所预备的地方。因你们先前没有抬这约柜，按定例求问我们的神，所以他刑罚我们。于是祭司利未人自洁，好将耶和华以色列神的约柜抬上来。利未子孙就用杠肩抬神的约柜，是照耶和华见摩西所吩咐的。第三处经文，出埃及记25章。
Exodus chapter 25.
我们从第十节一直读到22节。
We start from verse 10 to verse 22. Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记25章，第十节，要用皂荚木做一柜。长2肘半，宽1肘半，高1肘半，要里外包上金金，四围镶上金牙边，也要铸4个金环，安在柜的4角上，这两边两环，那边两环，要用皂荚木做2根杠，用金包裹，要把杠穿在柜旁的环内，以便抬约柜。这杠要藏在柜的环内，不可抽出来，必将我所要赐给你的法版放在柜里。要用金金做施恩座，长2肘半，宽1肘半，要用金子锤出2个基路伯来，安在施恩座的2头，这头做1个基路伯，那头做1个基路伯，2基路伯要连接一块，在施恩座的2头，2基路伯要高张翅膀遮掩施恩座，基路伯要脸对脸朝着施恩座，要将施恩座安在柜的上面，又将我所要赐给你的法版放在柜里，我要在那里与你相会，又要从法柜施恩座上2基路伯中间和你说我所要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事。再一处经，民数记第4章。
Numbers chapter 4.
第4节到第6节。
Verse 4 to verse 6.
民数记第4章。
Numbers chapter 4.
第4节，歌虾子孙在会幕搬运至圣之物所办的事乃是这样：起营的时候，亚伦和他儿子要进去摘下遮掩柜的幔子，用以蒙盖法柜，又用海狗皮盖在上面，在门上纯蓝色的毯子把缸穿上。15节。
Verse 15。
将要起营的时候，亚伦和他儿子把圣所和圣所的一切器具遮盖完了，歌虾的子孙就要来抬，只是不可摸圣物，免得他们死亡。会幕这里些物件是歌虾子孙所当抬的。最后一处经了。民数记第7章。
Numbers
第7章。
Chapter 7.
从第1节我们读到第9节。
From verse 1 to verse 9.
摩西立完了帐幕，就把帐幕用膏抹了，使它成圣，又把其中的器具和坛，并坛上的器具都抹了，使它成圣。当天以色列的众首领，就是各族的族长，都来奉献，他们是各支派的首领，管理那些被属的人，他们把自己的供物送到耶和华面前，就是六辆棚子车和十二只公牛，每两个首领奉献一辆车，每首领奉献一只牛，他们把这些都奉到帐幕前。耶和华晓谕摩西说，你要收下这些，好做会幕的使用，都要照利未人所办的事交给他们。于是摩西收了车和牛，交给利未人，把两辆车、四只牛，照歌顺子孙所办的事交给他们，又把四辆车、八只牛，照米拉利子孙所办的事交给他们。他们都在祭司亚伦的儿子以他玛手下，但车与牛都没有交给歌瞎子孙，因为他们办的是圣所的事，在肩头上抬圣物。
我们有点简单的祷告。
We have furthermore prayer.
父，我们何等感恩。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们为着刚才你在饼杯面前主啊向我们所施的恩典，我们感谢你。
For the grace you have given us on during the Lord's table, we thank you.
没有失了你的同在，我们就与世人没有什么分别。
Without your presence, we have no difference with the rest of the world.
所以求你，你再来得着我们众人。
So please gain us.
如果我们眼睛不得开，看见你的荣耀。
If our eyes are not open to see your glory,
我们的一生都是空跑，都是徒劳。
Our whole life is wasted, running in vain.
所以早间借着这样的时间，我求你，你来向我们的心说话。
So please speak to our heart through this morning's time.
人虽然软弱，如同沙发。
We are weak.
但是你是神。
But you are God.
你要在你自己的会中
you will be in your gathering.
找到一般心向你诚实的人
you will find a group of people that are faithful, honest to you.
愿你越过我们众人的软弱
please pass over our weakness.
感谢你这样祷告祈求是靠主耶稣基督的
we thank you, praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen. 刚才我们读了 很长的很多的经文
We read a lot of scriptures.
就我们过去的一年，我们初信组在读这个撒母耳记。
In the past year, our new believers group has been reading First Samuel.
上个月十一月，我们在读到撒母耳记下第六章。
Last month, we read Second Samuel chapter 6.
所以最一开始我们读的那一段经文，应该许多弟兄姊妹都是很熟悉。
So the beginning of the chapter, brothers and sisters are very familiar with the story.
也虽然非常令人难过的一件事情。
It's a sad event.
但是又也是令人深思的一件事情。
But it's also very thought-provoking.
我想许多弟兄姊妹呢也有很多的默想。
I believe a lot of brothers and sisters have a lot of meditation on this.
我在读完查完那段圣经之后，我又一直。有一些默想。
So after study the Bible, I had more meditation.
也有一点寻求。
And I seek the Lord more.
盼望在聚会当中的早上借这一点的交通能够抛砖引玉。
So I hope through this morning's fellowship, I can enlist more fellowship from you.
所以盼望不要给大家一个感觉是在解经。
So I'm not here to explain the Bible.
乃是盼望呢。这些经文和这些交通能够让弟兄姊妹能够更多的到主面前去寻求。
But I want through this opportunity to encourage brother and sister to seek Lord more.
求主呢把他的话在我们心中解开。
So that he can open his words in our heart.
让你我呢都更晓得天父的意思。
so that we can understand the will of our Heavenly Father.
这件事情一开始的时候是很令人兴奋的。
So the beginning of the story is actually very exciting.
因为从撒母耳记上第四章开始。
And because from the beginning of First Samuel chapter 4,
自从约柜被以利祭司以利的两个儿子弄丢了以后，
The two sons of Eli lost the ark.
绝大多数的百姓都已经不晓得约柜到哪里去。
Well, majority of the children of Israel didn't know where the ark of covenant was at.
神的帐幕还在示罗。
The tabernacle of the meeting was still at Shiloh.
以色列的百姓 还在那里献祭守节期，
and the children of Israel were still offering sacrifices and observing the season there.
但是帐幕里面没有约柜，
but the Ark of the Covenant was not even in the tabernacle.
扫罗王他不关心这事，
King Saul didn't care about this.
当大卫做了以色列王之后呢， 他就开始打听约柜的下落。
When David became the king, and he started look for the Ark of the Covenant.
所以在撒母耳记下第六章开头这里，亚比拿达在亚比拿达家里找到了约柜。
So in the Second Samuel chapter 6, they finally found the Ark of the Covenant in the house of Abinadab.
所以你去如果读这个历代志上呢，你就看见这大卫就派人到这以色列全地就。 把所有的弟兄跟祭司还有利未人呢，都招聚在耶路撒冷。
So if you read First Chronicle, you will see that David sent all the brothers throughout all the sent people throughout all the land of Israel, gathered all the brothers, Levites, and the priests into Jerusalem.
然后大卫呢亲自派人一同去亚比拿达家，要把约柜运到耶路撒冷。
And David himself also went to the house of Abinadab to get the ark.
因为自从约柜离开帐幕之后，大卫说以色列民已经很久没有在约柜面前求问神了。Because
ever since they lost the Ark of the Covenant, people, children of Israel have not inquired before the Ark of the Covenant.
所以一路上呢，大卫就和以色列的全家在神的耶和华面前用松木制造的各样乐器。So
all the way David and the house of Israel were playing the music on the instruments of a fir wood.
就是琴瑟古巴锣在作乐跳舞。Like
harps or string instruments, tambourines or cymbals.
但是当约柜从这个亚米拿达家运到快到耶路撒冷的时候。I
guess it's almost toward almost at the Jerusalem on the way from the house of Abinadab.
在拿梗那个地方。
On the Nacon's threshing floor.
这运约柜的牛呢受了惊吓。
The ox was startled.
就失了前蹄。
The ox stumbled.
然后赶牛车，亚米拿达的这个两个儿子呢在那里赶牛车。
So the two sons of Abinadab actually were driving the cart.
其中一个儿子叫做乌撒。
One of the sons is Uzza.
他就想伸手扶一下约柜。
So he reached out his hand to take hold of the ark.
所以刚才我们读的圣经上说，神耶和华向乌撒发怒，因着错误就击杀他。
So the Bible we read that God's anger was aroused against Uzza. He struck him because of this error.
他就死在约柜旁边。
He died by the side of the ark of God.
因着乌撒的死呢，大卫就心里愁烦。
Because of Uzza's death, David was worried.
也就没有把约柜运进耶路撒冷。
So he did not move the ark into Jerusalem.
就把约柜运到这个俄别以东家去。
He took the site to the house of Obed-Edom.
我相信那一天。
I believe on that day.
不仅仅是大卫，这个所有关心约柜的这些百姓都在问一件事情。
So on that day, I believe not only David, but everybody that cared about the Ark of God were very discouraged.
他们不仅丧气呢，也问一定在问这样的话。
Not only they were discouraged, they must be asking.
为什么乌撒会被击杀？
Why Uzza was killed?
为什么在运约柜这件事情上神发怒？
Why God was angry on how they moved the Ark?
这个神光照这个大卫和他的百姓，就以色列百姓说的，我们的错误到底在哪里？
So what mistakes they are making that God is trying to eliminate?
刚才我们在历代志上呢，我们就看见大卫寻求的结果。
So in the first chronicle, we saw the result of David seeking.
除了他说除了利未人之外呢，无人可抬神的约柜。
He said that nobody but the Levites can carry the Ark of the Covenant.
也就是说，先前他们没有抬着约柜，也没有按定力呢求问耶和华我们的神。
They didn't move the Ark and didn't consult God for the proper order.
所以我就不在这里解释，原因是什么。
So I'm not explaining here. What's the reason?
只是我们盼望能够借这个题目，看看神在抬约柜这件事情上他的旨意是什么。
So I want to fellowship the God's will through how they carry the ark.
但在交通抬约柜、肩抬约柜这件事情之前呢，我们先来要看什么是约柜。
But before we fellowship how to carry the ark with our shoulders, I want to fellowship what is the ark of the covenant.
约柜对我们这些神的儿女来说到底意味着
What does the Ark of a Covenant mean to children of God?
因为我们如果不认识约柜，就没有办法认识为什么神是这样吩咐以色列百姓。
If we don't know the Ark, we don't understand why God commanded Israel people to carry the Ark of a Covenant on their shoulders.
为什么他不喜悦人用牛车来运约柜？
Why he was not pleased when children of Israel carried with the oxen cart?
为什么他要祭司来肩抬约柜？
Why does he want the priest to carry the ark on their shoulders?
首先，不管是对我们个人来讲，还是对整个团当母或者说整个团体来讲。
First of all, to ourselves individuals or to the whole corporate body.
约柜实在是太重要了。
The Ark of the Covenant is extremely important.
因为约柜是代表我们主耶稣基督。
Because the Ark represents God Himself, Jesus Himself.
约柜又称为法柜。
The Ark is also called Ark of the Testimony.
也称为见证的柜和约的柜。
Ark of the Covenant.
也就是神的约的柜。
And Ark of God.
或者神的柜。
Or Ark of God.
在英文版的圣经里头呢，这约柜是被翻译成 Ark.
In English, it's translated as Ark.
就是柜的意思。
It's a chest.
但是呢，在在摩西五经里头呢，一共有四件物品，除了约柜以外，还有三件物品都是被翻译成 Ark.
But in Pentateuch, there are four things.So besides the Ark of the Covenant, there are three things that are translated as Ark.
第一件物品呢是在创世纪第六章开始提到的挪亚的方舟。
The first thing is the Noah's Ark in Genesis chapter 6.
第二件物品被翻译成 Ark 呢是创世纪最后一章最后一节提到的约瑟的棺材。
The second time mentioned is Joseph's coffin.It's mentioned in Genesis last chapter, last sentence.
第三件物品是出埃及记第二章提到的摩西的母亲为摩西预备的蒲草箱。
The third item is Moses' ark of bulrush prepared by his mom in Exodus chapter 2.
晓得希伯来文的弟兄们告诉我们呢，这里其实是有两个词。
So brothers who know the Hebrew language.Told us that there are actually only two words.
挪亚方舟跟这个蒲草箱的用的是同一个希伯来文。
The Noah's Ark and then the Ark of the Bulrush actually share the same word.
而这个约瑟的棺材跟这个约柜呢用的是一个词。
Joseph's coffin and the Ark of the Covenant share the same word.
因为挪亚方舟跟摩西的蒲草箱呢，它讲到的是基督的拯救。
Because Noah's Ark and the Moses' Ark of the Bulrush actually talked about the salvation of God.
当神审判的洪水来的时候
，When the judgment of the flood of judgment came，
只有挪亚一家八口，他们信从神的话，造了方舟。
Only Noah's family's eight members, because they obeyed God's word, they were saved.
他们在方舟里头呢，才生命才得以保全性命。
They were they survived because they were inside of the ark of inside the ark.
对我们今天来讲呢，就是基督是我们的拯救。
To us, it means that Christ is our salvation.
我们只有在藏在基督里呢，我们才能够逃避神的愤怒。
We can only escape God's wrath by hiding inside the Christ, inside of Christ.
如果摩西呢？若不是摩西的父母因着对神的信心，为摩西预备着葡萄香。
Moses is not because his parents' faith to God and they prepared the ark of bulrush.
他也没有办法得以存活。
He would not survive at all.
所以神的儿女什么时候来到约柜面前
？So God's children, whenever we come before the ark of covenant,
神就成为我们的避难所。
God is our refuge.
你我就什么时候能拯救
？We'll receive the deliverance.
我们再来看约瑟的棺材。
Let's look at Joseph's coffin.
约瑟的棺材，它是讲到信心的见证。
The Joseph coffin is a testimony of his faith.
它预表着神的约。
It typifies God's covenant.
这约呢是借他的儿子。
It's the covenant is set by his son.
就是耶稣的血。和神的儿女立约
，It's an eternal covenant through Jesus' blood，
而且立的是永约。
It's an eternal covenant。
希伯来书上说，约瑟因着信，临终的时候提到以色列族将来要出埃及，并为自己的骸骨留下遗命。
So in Hebrew, it mentioned that by faith Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel, and it gave instructions concerning his bones.
所以什么时候人来到约柜面前
？So whenever man come before the ark of a covenant，
人就看见神在那里守约是慈爱。
Man will see the God that is faithful and loving kindness。
我们看这个出埃及记上面所记载，约柜上面呢是施恩座。
In Exodus we see that above the ark of a covenant we see the mercy seat。
神启示摩西是这样的。我要在那里与你相会。
God revealed to Moses that there I will meet with you.
又要从法柜施恩座上二基路伯中间和你说我所要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事。
I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim, which are on the ark of the testimony, about everything which I gave you in commandment to the children of Israel.
保罗在罗马书三章二十五节上说，神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。
In Romans chapter 3:25, God also said that he set forth Jesus as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness.
中文的圣经把这一处翻译成挽回祭。
In Chinese translation, it is a propitiation.
但是懂希腊文的弟兄告诉我们
，But brothers who understood Greek，
这个挽回祭跟这个希伯来书上用的这个施恩座是一个希腊文。
The propitiation and the mercy seat are actually the same Greek word。
换句话说，主耶稣就是神为他神的儿女所预备的挽回祭。
In another word, Jesus is the propitiation that God prepared for children of God.
就是我们的施恩座。
It is Jesus is the mercy seat.
我们什么时候来到约柜面前呢？我们就什么时候能来到这个神为我们预备的主耶稣，就是这个施恩座面前。
Whenever we come to the Ark of the Covenant, we're coming to the mercy seat that God has set for us. It's Jesus Himself.
旧约的大祭司是来到人的眼睛可以看见的外面的约柜。
In the Old Testament, the high priest come to the visible ark.
而我们今天神的儿女们，乃是来到约柜所预表的那个实体。
But today we come to the reality that the ark typifies.
就是主耶稣面前得连续蒙恩惠，做我们随时的帮助。
We come to Jesus Himself to gain mercy and grace in time of need.
所以呢， 你摸到看见这约柜呢，不仅仅看见神的约。
So when we see the ark, not only we see the covenant of God.
你也摸到神的同在。
We also touch God's presence.
恩典跟全能都在他那里。
Grace and mercy are all from Him.
不仅如此，其实 其实约柜的每一个细节，在山上的照着山上的样式，都是在那里见证主耶稣基督。
Not only that, every single detail of the Ark of the Covenant also testify of the Lord Jesus Christ.
首先，约柜是用皂荚木造的。
First of all, the Ark was made of acacia wood.
里而且里和外都包着金金。
And it's overlaid with gold inside out.
皂荚木是一种很硬度非常高的一个木头。
The acacia wood is actually a very hard type of wood.
而且耐酸碱。
It's resistant to acid and also alkali.
是很不容易朽坏的木头。
It's not prone to decay.
圣经里提到木头的时候，都是讲到人性讲的。
So in the Bible, the wood is referring to the human nature.
而这造假木造约柜呢，就是说到我们主耶稣乃是完全的人。
So the Ark of Covenant that made of acacia wood, it refers to Jesus' perfect man, human nature.
与此同时呢。这个约柜里面是金子。
And at the same time, the inside of the carbon, the ark is also pure gold.
而且是金金。
The pure gold.
这里就说到我们的基督不仅仅他是完全的人，他又同时是神的儿子。
It says that not only our Lord is a perfect man, he is also son of God.
他是完全的神。
He is also fully God.
虽然他自己谦卑，取了奴仆的形象。
Even though he humbled himself, took on the form of a bond servant,
成了人的样式。
He become has appearance of a man.
但他里面的性情呢，完完全全是神的性情。
But his nature, his inside, is a completely God's divine nature.
没有任何的瑕疵，也没有丝毫的罪。
Without any blemish and without any trace of sin.
因为他是神本体的真相，是神荣耀所发的光辉。
He is the express image of God. He is the brightness of God's glory.
他所取的这人的肉身呢，虽然能够在时空上限制我们的主耶稣。
The human body can limit our God in our Lord Jesus in space and time.
但他一点不能够限制我们主耶稣呢，把父神的荣耀完全发表出来。
But it cannot limit him from expressing God's glory completely.
所以它外面也是金金。
So the outside of the ark is also overlaid with pure gold.
所以约柜呢，不仅仅是神儿女的拯救，是神的永约。
So the ark of the covenant not only is God's children's salvation, it's God's eternal covenant.
是神的同在。
It's God's presence.
也是神的荣耀。
It's also God's glory.
当然，关于这个约柜的细节还有好多。
There are many details about the Ark of the Covenant.
例如这个约柜上面的这个基路伯。
Such as the cherubim.
这约柜里面的法版，圣马拿的金冠，还有亚伦的杖。
Also inside the covenant, there is a tablet of a testimony, and the pot has the manna and Aaron's rod that budded.
还有盖约柜的幔子，海狗皮，纯蓝色的毯。
And the covering veil and the badger skins and also the cloth of a blue.
等等等等。
Etc. etc.
因为内容实在太多了。
But too much content.
而且实在超过我能交通的我的认识跟我能交通的度量。
It's above my comprehension and my measurement.
所以我们就暂时停在这里。
So we'll just stop here.
总而言之，我们有一个认识呢。这约柜就是代表主耶稣基督。
But in a summary, that the ark represents Jesus Christ.
那我们现在要接下来交通，为什么约柜不能够用牛车来运
？The next we'll talk about why ark cannot be carried by the ark, the oxen cart.
一定要祭司用肩膀来抬。
But must be by the priest's shoulder.
既然约柜是代表主耶稣。
Since the ark typify our Jesus Christ,
见证主耶稣基督的
，it testify for Jesus Christ，
是代表主耶稣的同在
，it represent Jesus God's presence。
那抬约柜就是把
耶稣基督的见证的彰显出来。
Then carrying the ark is to manifest Jesus' testimony.
运约柜呢是让神的见证在地上能够运行。
Then move the ark is to manifest carry out sons of God's testimony on this earth.
我想最好的一幅图画就是《使徒行传》里起初教会神儿女的见证。
So the best picture is actually the early church in the apostle time.
约柜的实际呢，就借着他们的彰显出来的光景。
The reality of the ark is completely manifested by them.
我们都晓得这样的光景是不可能用牛车来达到，也不可能用牛车能够达到。
Such a spiritual reality cannot be accomplished by oxen cart, and is impossible to be accomplished by oxen cart.
运约柜不能用牛车，不仅仅是因为约柜是圣的，而且是至圣的。
Because the ark is holy and the most holy.
只有神所分别为圣的祭司可以抬。
Only the consecrated priest can carry the ark.
牛车所代表的是人的方法，人的智慧。
The oxen car represents human's method and human's wisdom.
当然神从并不是说不能够用这个人的方法，人的智慧，不能用牛车。
God didn't say that we cannot use human method or wisdom, that we cannot use oxen cart.
我们刚才读的一段经文里面，就当摩西建好会幕之后呢，神还吩咐摩西把牛车分给这个哥顺族，还有米拉利族的利未人。
So in the scriptures we read that God actually commanded Moses when he finished setting up the tabernacle to assign the oxen and carts to Gershon and Merari.
许多会幕里的东西呢，特别是重的那些物品呢，都是靠牛车来。
Many articles of the tabernacle, especially the heavy items, are actually carried by the ox cart.
而且呢，我们在撒母耳记上你也看见，其实约柜也用牛车运过的。
Actually, in the first Samuel, we read that the Ark of the Covenant were actually moved once by the ox cart.
当非利士人把那个约柜运去以后
，When Philistines captured the Ark,
他们把约柜当偶像来拜
，They worshipped the Ark as an idol.
所以约柜呢，就使非利士人受苦
，So Philistines suffered a lot from the Ark.
他们就想把约柜呢送回以色列去
，So they want to return the Ark to Israel.
他们用的就是牛车。
They used the oxen cart.
因为非利士人是外邦人。
Because Philistines are the Gentiles.
他们不明白。
They don't understand.
所以他们用牛车呢，神并没有怪罪他们。
So God didn't blame them because they used the oxen cart.
而且恰巧呢，神借着他们的愚昧呢，来亲自见证他自己。
And God actually used the Philistines' ignorance to testify himself.
因为是神亲自在那里做见证。
Because God himself is testifying.
但是神的儿女就不同。
But it's very different for children of God.
神的祭司就不同。
And it's very different for God's priest.
他不喜悦我们用牛车来抬。
God is not pleased if we use the oxen cart to carry the ark.
神是自有拥有。
God is I am.
他其实本不需要人来为他做见证。
He actually does not need us to be his witness.
穹诸天都诉说神的荣耀，穹苍都传扬他的手段。
Heaven declares his glory, and the firmament speaks his wondrous work.
但是神因着他爱的缘故呢
？But because of his love,
他愿意让人为他做见证。
He is willing for us to be his witness.
人是神所造的一个最特别的一个生命。
Humans are the most special creation.
也是最特别的一个见证的器皿。
And the most special vessels for testimony.
一个聚会的见证呢，是随着见证人。
The testimony of the gathering follows the witness.
而不是随着见证，不是随着聚会的形式。
It does not follow the formality of the gathering.
如果见证人没了
，If the witness disappears,
聚会的形式可以跟原来一模一样。
The formality can remain the same.
但见证却不会因此一代一代传下去。
But the testimony will not be passed down from generation to generation.
弟兄姊妹
So, brothers, sisters.
假设
Just assume.
如果我们中间有一天没有人在以基督做我们
If we, nobody in our gathering allow Christ to be the preeminent.
不再让他做居首位
does not allow Christ to be the preeminent.
神的见证一定离开我们。
God's testament will leave us.
就算我们可以一周一周聚在一起。
Even if we can gather week after week.
喝同样的酒。
We can break the same bread.
喝同样的葡萄酒。
We can drink the same wine.
唱同样的诗歌。
We can sing the same hymn.
甚至可以讲同样的道。
We can say, preach the same sermon.
人也不能够单单因此就摸到主的同在。
Man cannot touch God's presence.
我们看历史上许多的聚会就是这样。
We see a lot of churches like this in history.
当那些抬约柜的弟兄们被主接去以后。
When the brothers that carried the ark were received by the Lord.
虽然聚会的形式还跟原来一模一样。
The formality of the gathering remained the same.
但神的见证却渐渐远离。
But the testimony of our Lord is weakened gradually.
所以弟兄姊妹们，一个聚会的见证。
So brothers, sisters, because of the testimony of our gathering,
是和聚会中有多少祭司愿意说刚抬约柜息息相关。
So the testimony of the gathering closely correlates to how many brothers and sisters are willing to carry the ark.
并不是由聚会的形式而定。
It has nothing to do with the formality of the gathering.
所以我们今天如果觉得我们的见证不够明亮。
So if today we don't think that our testimony is bright.
是因为关心见证的人不够多。
It's because there's not enough people to care about the testimony.
能够肩抬约柜的人不够多。
There's not enough people who can carry the ark on their shoulders.
并不是外面的形式不够。
It's not because the formality is not good.
但弟兄姊妹不要误会我。
Don't misunderstand me, please.
我并不是说神的见证要看人，要倚靠人。
I'm not saying that the testimony of God relies on the people.
我是在说，我们要注重的不是改变我们做事的方法。
What I'm saying is that we're not changing how we do things.
而是改变我们这个人。
But it's to change our soul.
曾经有一个福音朋友跟我说。
Once there was a gospel friend.
他特别热心。特别热心。
He is very cordial.
他建议我说啊，他说你们看你们传福音那么辛苦。
I think it's very hard for you to preach gospel. You're working so hard.
现在都大数据时代了。
It's a big data time.
所以你们要用数据分析。
You should use data analysis.
对每一个人的都有针对性。
So that you can be specific to each person.
弟兄姊妹们，我们真的要这样吗？
So brothers and sisters, should we do this?
当然，相对来而言呢，这牛车所代表的方法是比较容易效仿。
So relatively, the oxen is the car. Oxen car is easy.
而且呢，很多时候呢，也蛮有效的。
And sometimes it's very effective.
但是弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
如果我们这个人不让神自作的话，这些做果效呢，对见证本身没有什么太大帮助。
If we are not allowed God to change us, it's nothing to do. It cannot help with the testimony of God.
不然的话，我们只要找一个模范教会。
Otherwise, we can just find a model church.
效法他们一切的做法就好。
Copy all what they do.
所以领诗歌的弟兄们都有这样的感觉。
So the brothers that actually lead the hymns share the same experience.
当一个聚会的灵下沉的时候
，When the spirit at the gathering sinks down，
唯一的路呢，就是到主面前去求。
The only thing we can do is come before the Lord.
让这领诗歌这个人呢，能够里面的人能够刚强起来。
So the brother himself that leads the hymn can be strengthened himself.
当聚会当中的有足够的人呢，这样操练的时候
，When enough brothers are practicing this，
主的同在就进来。
The presence of God is there。
不然呢，我们不管唱什么诗歌，不管你怎么唱
，Otherwise, no matter what we sing, how we sing，
也是无济于事。
It's useless。
所以，就算我们能够把用这个人的方法把气氛搞起来
，Even though we can stir up the atmosphere here，
那也维持不了多久。
It's
那也维持不了。
Oh, it's not gonna last long.
所以我们当然可以定规每个主日。
That we can mandate every Sunday.
弟兄姊妹彼此握手拥抱。
We can shake hands, we can hug each other.
但是如果我们里面没有足够的祭司。
But enough if there's not enough love.
看重爱弟兄的见证。
If we really care the testimony of brother love.
那么外面的这些握手拥抱呢也成为很尴尬的一件事情。
Our shaking hands and hugging will be very awkward.
我们可以呢让这个想办法让主日学的这个孩子。
So we can find ways for the Sunday school kids.
都整整齐齐坐在那里听主日学老师讲。
To sit in the classroom and listen to the teachers in an orderly way.
我们可以威逼利诱。威逼利诱。
Oh, we can entice and we can threaten.
但是我们这些做父母、做老师的里头。
But if the parents and the teachers,
如果没有一帮愿意监台约柜的祭司，
if there are not a group of priests that are willing to carry the ark on their shoulders,
那这些孩子没有办法在我们这些人身上看见这个运行的约柜。
The children will not see among us the ark.
我们说我们要把神的见证一代一代传下去。
We want to, we say that we want to pass the God's testimony generation to generation.
我们有没有想过呢？会不会在我们这一代，我们就没有把约柜抬起来
？So have we thought of that? Is that possible in our generation? We cannot carry the ark. Nobody will carry the ark.
有没有可能
？Is that possible?
约柜是主耶稣基督的见证。
The ark is the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
我们不能用牛车运主的见证。
We cannot use the oxen car.
那我们应该怎么办？
What should we do?
我简单交通四个方
面。I'll share four points here.
首先，每一个儿女都可以抬约柜。
First of all, every God's children can carry the ark.
只要你关心神的见证，你就可以抬约柜。
As long as you care about the God, testimony of God, you are eligible to carry the ark.
我们今天觉得没什么。
We don't think it's a big deal.
但旧约里头不是每一个人都可以抬。
In the Old Testament, not everyone can carry the ark.
当然，在出埃及记十九章，神的心意是让以色列民成为祭司的国度。
But in Exodus chapter 19, God's will is to for Israel to become the kingdom of the priests.
但是因着人的失败，只有利未支派愿意站在神这一边。
But because man's failure, only Levites can is willing to carry the ark.
只有利未支派被分别，只有哥夏族的祭司才可以抬约柜。
Levi is the only tribe that is separated, and only Kohath can carry the ark.
我们今天就不同。
But today we're different.
当主耶稣得荣耀以后
，When Jesus received glory,
凡人在基督里，他就是做长子。
As long as you're in Christ, you have the birthright.
做长子的就有祭司的职分。
And you have the office of the priest.
所以我们今天不是只有少数人可以抬的。
So today is not only a limited few that can carry the ark.
每一个基督徒都有资格可以抬。
Every single Christian is eligible to carry the ark.
只要你愿意就可以抬。
As long you're willing, you can carry the ark.
当扫罗做王的时候，他只在乎外面能看得见的事情。
So when Saul was a king, he only cared about the things outwardly.
只在乎外院的服侍。
He only cares about the service in the outer court.
只关心仗能不能打得赢。
He only cares if he can win the battle.
甚至他只关心这个燔祭有没有献。
He even cares whether the sacrifice is offered or not.
但他从来不 care， 不关心约柜在哪里。
But he never really cares where the ark is at.
所以我们今天要问的不是我们可不可以抬。
Today our question is not if we are eligible to carry the ark.
乃是要问我们自己，我们愿意像这个大卫一样关心神见证的约柜吗
？But we should ask, are we willing to be like David to care for the Ark of Covenant?
还是像扫罗王一样，只是注重
聚会的形式。
Or we should like King Saul only care the formality of our gathering.
聚会的人数。
The number of people.
只要你关心，你就可以抬月柜。
As long as you care, you are eligible to carry the ark.
第二点。
The second point.
就愿意抬和能不能抬起来是两件事情。
The willingness and the whether you you are able to do it are two different things.
因为当祭司要抬约柜，必须要把肩膀放在那个杠上。
When the priest carried the ark, he must put the shoulder his shoulder under the pole.
约柜是有重量。
The ark is very heavy.
当然，真正的重量在主耶稣身上。
Of course, the majority of the weight is on our Lord.
当一个人他对聚会的见证有感觉的时候
，When a person has a burden toward the gathering，
他一定会有负重的感觉。
He will feel the burden in his heart。
这就是为什么当年长的弟兄相继被主接去
，That's why when the elderly brothers sisters were when they were received by the Lord，
在我们中间许多的弟兄姊妹的里头都有负重的感觉。
And among us, a lot of brothers sisters feel the burden。
我们可以选择抱怨。
We can complain.
我们可以选择冷淡退后。
We can be cold and backslide.
也可以选择使用牛车的。
Or we can choose to use the oxen cart.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要求主来建立我们。
But we should ask God to establish us.
一个祭司只有长大成人才能把约柜抬出来。
Only a grown-up priest can carry the ark.
只能吃奶不能吃干粮的祭司会被约柜压垮。
A priest that can only drink milk but not eating solid food will be crushed by the ark.
在旧约的图画里头，利未人一个月一月以外的利未人以色列人就可以被数上。
In the Old Testament picture, the Levites, if they're a month old, they will be numbered.
但他们要抬约柜呢，必须在30岁到50岁之间。
But for them to carry the ark, they must be between 30 and 50 years old.
当然，我们晓得这30岁到50岁不是讲的这个我们肉身的年龄讲。
Of course, we know that the age is not talking about our physical age.
而是指的我们里面新造的人讲。
But it's referring to our new creation in us.
只有能吃干粮，不是只喝奶的祭司才不会被负担压垮。
Only the priest that can eat solid food, but not on milk, will not be crushed by the ark.
才可以把见证的约柜抬起来。
Can lift up the ark of testimony.
弟兄姊妹们，你也不要误会我。
Please don't misunderstand me.
我不是说你等了生命老练了以后你再学习服侍。
I'm not saying that you wait until you are mature to serve.
其实不服侍，生命永远不会老练。
If you don't serve, your life will never mature.
但是我们要晓得
But we also need to know,
只有生命老练了见证才能够被我们承担起来
Only when we are mature that we can carry the testimony
才能够承受见证的负担
We can carry the burden of the testimony
所以我们不是要抓紧做事情
That's why we cannot rush to do things
乃是要有抓紧时间让我们里面的人承受起来
But we should really mature ourselves
里面的人刚强起来
If our inner man is strengthened
无论外面的人外面的这个肉身怎样
No matter how our body is
里面的人不刚强我们就不能够承担见证的约柜
If our inner man is not strong we cannot carry the testimony
就没有办法把约柜抬起来
We cannot lift up the ark.
这第三点，我们在第三点，一个抬祭司的约柜呢，不仅要有心愿，而且呢，里面的人要长大，要刚强。
So the third point is not only the priest is.
不仅要有心。
Not only he needs to have the willingness, also he needs to be strong and mature.
当人开始抬约柜的时候呢？第一个原则就是讲的第三个方面就必须要接受十字架。
When he started to carry the ark, the first principle he needs to accept is the cross.
没有一个祭司不把这个肩膀放在这个杆以下，你可以抬约柜的。
Not a priest that he's not putting his shoulder under the pole can carry the ark.
没有一个祭司不服在约柜底下，你可以抬约柜。
Not a priest that is willing to subject to the ark can carry the ark.
只要还有祭司，他还想让人觉得他高明。
If the priest wants to show off his talent,
虽然他可以有很多的表演。
He can have a lot of talents and performance.
有很多的办法。
He has a lot of ways.
恩赐在那里树立这个威望和名声。
And he has a lot of gifts to show off, to establish his fame and his reputation.
他就没有办法在这里抬约柜。
He cannot carry the ark.
一个祭司要把约柜抬起来，他必须要伏在那个缸下。
And for the priest to carry the ark, he must be subject to the pole.
他的灵里面的人要安静在那里。
His spirit must be quiet.
默然的等候神的吩咐。
Quietly wait upon our Lord.
而且很久忍耐。
And a long suffering.
这不仅如此，就这个以色列的神呢，吩咐摩西说，这缸不能够从那个约柜里那个环儿里头抽出来。
Not only so, God actually commanded children of Israel, do not remove the pole from the wing.
要一直留在那个环儿。
It needs to remain in the wing.
也就是说，见证跟十字架是不可以分开的。
It means that the testimony and the cross cannot be separated.
什么时候？十字架离开我们。
Whenever there is no cross,
我们就没办法抬约柜。
We cannot carry the ark.
当然，人用什么时候呢？这个十字架离开我们的见证也一定要失败的。
Whenever the cross leaves us, our testimony will fail.
以利两个儿子呢是这样。
It's such the case for the two sons of Eli.
大卫那时候让祭司们用牛车抬也是一样。
It's the same thing for the priest that who carried the ark with the oxen cart.
所以那个牛失前蹄说的就是见证的失败。
The ox stumbled. It says that the testimony failed.
什么时候见证失败呢？这个虽然在人这个角度来看它是失败的。
So from our standpoint, the testimony failed.
但是神不要人去插手这件事情。
But God does want us to interfere.
这个人要服呢，就一定遇见死亡。
If we want to take hold of the ark, we'll touch death.
不管约柜是被掳，还是滑倒在地。
No matter when the ark was captured or fell to the ground.
神他自己不会失败的。
God himself will not fail.
非利士人把约柜掳走。
Philistine captivated the ark.
神亲自把约柜带回。
God returned the ark himself.
神牛受了惊吓，虽然人看约柜就要倒了。
So the ox stumbled, and man see the ark will fall.
虽然我们是出于好心，盼望用手扶一下约柜。
Out of good intention, we want to take hold of the ark.
但是什么时候人插手神的见证，什么时候就是死亡。
But whenever we interfere, God's testimony will fail.
要么是自己的死亡。
We'll touch death if we ourselves die,
要不就是同伴的死亡
or our companions die.
所以我们所要效法的乃是大卫到神面前。
We should follow David. We should come before God.
到神面前求问。
We should inquire before our Lord.
伏在那里问，求问神。
We should bow down before God.
在神面前悔改。
To repent before God.
最后一个这个监察约柜的原则呢是团体。
The last principle is the corporate body.
没有一次约柜被抬起来是靠一个祭司。
Not one single time that the ark was lifted by one priest.
一个祭司是不可能把约柜抬起来。
One priest cannot lift up the ark.
如果我们认识什么是约柜的话，我们不可能尝试一个人把约柜抬起来。
If we know what the ark is, we will not attempt to carry it by ourselves.
圣经里虽然没有明说有多少个祭司来抬约柜。
Bible didn't clearly say how many priests carry the ark.
但是照着约柜的尺寸呢，至少四个祭司。
So it will require at least four priests according to the measurement of the ark.
而且只要其中一个祭司软弱了，就没办法抬约柜。
If there's one of the priests is weak, the ark cannot be lifted.
而且我不知道大家有没有抬过东西。
I don't know if you carry things.
只要你抬过东西。当抬的弟兄 同伴里头有一个软弱，你当怎么办？
If you carry things with other people, one of them is weak,
what do you do?
What do you do?
是指责吗？
Do you blame?
抬过东西的弟兄们就知道了。
So brothers who ever carry things.
一方面呢，你仍然要服在这个约柜底下。
On one hand, you need to be subject to the ark.
而且另一方面呢，如果你还盼望着约柜能够往前。
On the other hand, if you truly desire for the ark to move forward,
我们只能求主教我们怎么扶持我们的同伴。
We can only ask God to teach us how to support our brother.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
这个约柜要抬起来往前走。
For the ark to move forward.
所有抬约柜的祭司都要有默契。
All the priests must be in one accord.
一个祭司往东，一个祭司要往西。
If one priest wants to go to the east, one priest wants to go to the west.
约柜就没有办法往前。
The ark cannot move.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是神的智慧。
So brother, sister, this is truly God's wisdom.
虽然牛车很方便。
Even though the oxen cart is very convenient.
其实只要一个赶车的人就可以。
Actually, only one person is required.
但是呢，这失去神对在约柜所要属灵的真实的见证。
But it will lose the will to spiritual reality of the Ark of the Covenant.
Yes, 失去了这约柜属灵的实质。
It loses the spiritual reality of the Ark.
你不要说那赶车的这个人呢，他会出错。
Don't say that the person who drives the car can make mistake.
就算他一直都一生都不犯错。
Even if he never makes one single mistake.
这也不是神在教会中他所要得到。
This is not what God wants from His church.
神在他的国度里头，不是要得到一个一个十项全能。
God is not looking for an all-round champion in His kingdom.
他要得到的是基督的身体。
What He wants is the body of Christ.
羔羊的心。
The bride of the Lamb.
他不满足于只得到一个两个像大卫一样关心神见证的人。
He is not satisfied with one or two, a few like David who care about the testimony of God.
到约柜面前去求问的人。
To inquire before the ark.
也不仅仅是为了要祝福一家两家这个迎接神约柜的。
He is not there only to bless a few houses who greet the ark.
就像神祝福亚比拿达的家。跟俄别以东全家。
Like God blessed the house of Abinadab and the house of Obed-Edom.
神所要得到的是大卫的帐幕。
But God wanted is the tabernacle of David.
他要的是以色列国。
He wants the house of Israel.
是整个基督的身体。
The body of Christ.
而这监台约柜的这四个祭司是代表整个身体。
So the four priests that carried the ark represent the whole body.
他们是一般以基督为元首的。
There are the people who are held over by Christ.
彼此相顾，彼此顺服。
They will take care of each other, subject to each other.
基督的旨意在他们里头呢，不仅能够完全可以通行。
So God's will can be completely carried out among them.
而且把基督像儿子丰满的见证者
that they can manifest the riches of Jesus Christ's life.
这就是在这个启示录里神所提到的，神在人间支搭帐幕。
That's what God mentioned in the Bible. Mentioned in the Revelation that God set His tabernacle among men.
这是神设立约柜的终极目的。
This is the ultimate goal that God set the tabernacle.
因为他喜
the Ark of Covenant.
因为他喜悦与人。
Because he is pleased, delighted to living among men.
当然，我相信我所交通的，还神的心意远不止这些。
I know that God's will is far more above what I have fellowship.
求主怜悯我们，我们如果愿意照着我们已经认识的来操练。
If we're willing to practice with what we know.
神的时候到的时候。
In due time,
他会允许我们把约柜抬起来。
He will allow us to carry the ark.
而且继续往前。
Oh. This is my fellowship.